There in England. No way.
Not just he, said Mom. The British made them pay unfair taxes on lots of things, like paper and sugar. They called it the Stamp Act and the Sugar Act. But the Americans didn't have any say about what all the tax money would be used for.
I don't get it, said Stink.
We didn't want some grumpy old king to be boss of us, said Judy.
America wanted to be grown up and independent, said Mom. Free from England, free to make up its own rules and laws.
So Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, said Dad.
And a lot of important people signed it, real fancy, said Judy. Like John Hancock, first signer of the Declaration, right, Mom?
Right, said Mom.
Before we hit the Freedom Trail, let's go see the Liberty Tree, said Dad.
That's where people stood to make important speeches about freedom.
Like a town crier? Asked Judy.
That's right, said Dad. Here we are.
I don't see any tree, said Stink. All I see is some old sign on some old building.
The British cut it down, Dad said, but that didn't stop the Americans. They just called it the Liberty Stump and kept right on making speeches.
I don't see any tree stump, said Stink.
Hello, use your imagination, Stink, said Judy.
Kids, stand together in front of the sign so Dad can take your picture.
I still don't see what's so big about the American Revolution,
mumbled Stink.
Some of us like the American Revolution, Stink, said Judy. Let freedom ring, she shouted.
Hair flew across her face.
Judy, I thought I asked you to use a brush this morning, Mom said. I did use it, said Judy, on that pink fuzzy pillow in our hotel room.
Mom poked at Judy's hair, trying to smooth out the bumps. Judy squeezed her eyes shut, making an ouch face. Dad snapped the picture.
Hear ye, called Judy. I, Judy Moody, hereby declare freedom from brushing my hair.
Then I declare it from brushing my teeth, said Stink.
Pew,
said Judy, squinching up her nose. Dad snapped another picture.
Three worst things about Boston so far were, one, Stink. Two, Stink. Three, Stink.
The Freedom from Stink Trail.
Time to hit the Freedom Trail, said Dad.
Let's head up Park Street, Mom said, pointing to a line of red bricks in the sidewalk.
Follow the red brick road.
Look, Judy cried, running up the hill. Look at that big fancy gold dome.
That's the State House, said Mom, where the governor works.
Judy, Dad called. No running ahead. Stick close to us.
Aw, said Judy. No fair. This is supposed to be the Freedom Trail.
Stay where Dad and I can keep an eye on you, said Mom.
Roar, said Judy.
After the State House, Mom and Dad led them to Park Street Church, where the song My Country Tis of Thee was sung for the very first time. Stink looked for famous people initials carved into a tree outside.
Plop.
Something hit Stink on the head.
Yuck! Bird poo,
said Stink.
Judy cracked up. Mom wiped it off with a tissue.
Stink sang,
My country pooed on me right near the pigeon tree of the icing.
Mom, Dad, said Judy, covering her ears, make him stop.
Judy ran ahead.
Hurry up, you guys. The church has an old graveyard.
Mom read the plaque at the entrance.
May the youth of today be inspired with the patriotism of Paul Revere. Paul Revere's grave is here, Judy shouted. So is John Hancock's, first signer of the Declaration, for real.
Judy saw gravestones with angel wings, skulls and bones, and a giant hand with one finger pointing to the sky.
Here lies buried Samuel Adams, signer of the Declaration.